This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, as you may have noticed, Starbucks is just about everywhere, and that means CEO Howard Schultz has an unusually ubiquitous platform for campaigning on social issues. The latest is an effort to get customers and employees to discuss issues of race. The coffee company is calling it Race Together, but within seconds of the initiative's launch, there was a backlash that, among other things, questioned Starbucks' motives. Tim Fitzsimmons has more.
The social media backlash was so great that Starbucks VP of Global Communications briefly deleted his Twitter account. Nicole Sanchez is CEO of Via Consulting. They advise on diversity issues. She says it's important for companies to start discussions about race and class.
That doesn't mean that when there's a line of people going out the door and it's 7:30 in the morning and everybody's ready for their coffee and then to get to work, that that's the place and the time to do it.
She says it would be better to follow the lead of Pandora, the streaming music company. They coach their staff on diversity to better prepare for conversations that might arise in work or at home. Starbucks baristas didn't get training like that. Robert Rabin is president of the Rabin Group, a public advocacy and consulting firm. He says Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz's efforts might have more of a lasting impact than we realize because the coffee shops are so physically ubiquitous and integrated.
And it's a place where people go and mingle. Whether or not they talk to each other is a different issue.
But maybe after you've had your morning coffee. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.